Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme, joined today with Stephanie Corin. She's the Social Justice and Advocacy Coordinator at the Table Community Food Center in Perth. And today we are talking about something most people may not know about in the gap in our system. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today. So I'll let you further explain more because you were there, but basically what happened was last year a man came to the doors at the Table in need, and he had just gotten out of jail and wasn't really well equipped for the winter weather that we were experiencing. Walk us through what that day was kind of like and what happened.
Well, it was just fortuitous that I was still at work after hours, and this man entered the building. He was very bewildered, and our chef, Joey Wright, actually greeted him and brought him to my attention. We gave him some food and some hot coffee. He was very cold. It was one of those cold, overcast, freezing rain, snowy nights. And he had just been released from the Perth court and had absolutely no supports and no means to find his way home to Kingston. So he had been in the Brockville jail and was brought up to the Perth court, wasn't aware that he was going to be released, and was released without any supports whatsoever, not even a winter coat. And he decided to hitchhike back to Kingston, where he has an apartment and has a bank account and has means. And we happened to be open. So he came in and he asked where the local shelter was, because he realized that he would freeze on his way home in his attempt to get home. And I was absolutely gobsmacked that this had occurred. So apparently this does happen, and it's not just local. This is a systemic province-wide occurrence that is just shocking and obviously really problematic, because not only does it potentially cause harm to the ex-offender who's been released, but I feel it is a community safety issue as well. As in my opinion, it truly encourages recidivism, because people are going to do what they can to survive. And I just feel it's so important to address this and come together and hopefully make change. And discovering that this is a problem in many communities, I think it really needs to be brought to the forefront and have it come to an end. I find it's a question of cruelty and inhumane.
Right, yeah. So then there isn't really much of an onus on the courthouse or whatever the powers at be are in this sort of situation to provide anything extra, because if I understand it correctly, when you leave jail, you are given your belongings back that you came in with. But this gentleman was in Brockville jail and released in Perth, so all of his stuff was back in Brockville. So he didn't even have what he came in with, because he ended up being released in Perth. So is that sort of what happened here? And there isn't really much of an obligation or a system in place for when these situations occur to provide what's necessary for the person getting out?
Well, from what I understand, it actually goes beyond that, because if the person is in, this gentleman was in jail in Brockville, and there is, so all of his belongings that he went in there was remaining in Brockville, because there was not the awareness that he's going to be released necessarily from Perth. So although he's entitled to a phone call from the jail, he is unaware that he'll be released when he's transported up to the Perth courthouse. So he can't even ask somebody to come and pick him up in Perth. And then he also has to make his way back to collect his belongings in Brockville. So it's a very confusing situation, in that it's not clear, not direct, and there's not the services and supports in place, and there's not a person to oversee that.
Right, absolutely. And this is something that you wouldn't even really think about as an issue until you found yourself in a situation like this or know somebody who experienced this. So what's the plan on your side of things? What are you hoping to accomplish? Are you looking to make some noise to raise awareness? What are you hoping to do after this came to your attention?
Yes, well, I drew up an incident report and reached out to a number of community members, and there's a group of people who've now come together to address this. Some people who had some awareness that this was happening, and other people who are equally shocked as I am. And we all believe that it is a systemic issue and that it should be raised at the provincial level. And there needs to be funding in place so that there can be frontline workers in place to address this, to ensure that supports are provided to people who are being released from court who don't have access to that. So transportation, clothing, and the opportunity to connect with people who can possibly help them.
Right, absolutely. You know, just provide the basic necessities, because as you mentioned at the start, this individual, in his case, had the means. He has the apartment in Kingston. His stuff was in Brockville. He just had no way of getting to what he needed to move on and be released in a safe manner, because he wasn't prepared for the winter weather. And luckily, the table was open and he found his way there. So my next question is then, have you reached out to the province yet? Have you had conversations with provincial leaders?
We haven't yet. We are going to be meeting again to review our actions. We have a number of action items in place, and we'll continue to move forward to address this situation.
Okay,
and hopefully action will happen quickly.
Okay, is there anything else you feel like we should mention?
I've had somebody come forward and tell me that they also ran into somebody in the park who had been released with no shoes. So it's just that this does occur regularly. There was also an article out of the CBC released yesterday, which demonstrated that there's a special constable in Ottawa who has been addressing this personally for over 20 years. And I don't feel that this should fall on individual community members, but this should be a program that's in place to provide for ex-offenders.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for the work that you continue to do. Thank you so much for joining us on In Focus today. Keep us posted. I'm sure this won't be the last time we connect on this topic, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, and I appreciate your interest as well. Thank you so much, Grant.
That'll do it for today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thank you so much for listening. We're back tomorrow.